Derry City beat Drogheda United by 3-0 at the Brandywell on Sunday evening. Derry's first goal came in 41 minutes. Michael Duffy put in a cross from the left side of the box to the foot of Jordan McInniff, and he steered the low ball past the keeper's dive to his right. Derry had to wait until 5 minutes from time for the second goal. Jimmy McGonigal scored it. He ran onto a ball on the inside right channel and chipped the ball beyond the advancing goalkeeper. Derry were 3 up through Michael Duffy on 88 minutes. Paul McMullen sent him free down the left, and he made no mistake from close range. A minute later, after the restart, Duffy should have made it 4-0. Patching let a ball from McMullen from the right roll into Duffy's path, but Duffy scuffed a shot at goal from 12 yards out when you would have expected him to have buried the effort. Derry were very good throughout the game, and as the game progressed, they got stronger and stronger. In the opening minutes, Mullen and O'Reilly went close with efforts on the goalkeeper. Drogheda had one or two efforts. On 12 minutes, they missed a great chance to score. Adam Foley missed a golden chance from about a yard out. He tapped the ball at the net, but the Derry keeper, Brian Maher, spread himself well and blocked the shot when scoring the goal seemed the only possible outcome. Adam O'Reilly had a shot for Derry on the half hour that hit Conor Kane and was deflected away for a corner kick. And on 52 minutes, Dale Rooney crossed from the left of the box, and Kyle Robinson met the ball on his head, but he tried too hard to direct the ball at goal when a glance was enough to have put the ball into the net. A good night's work for Derry. They look forward now to their return leg and their European match on Thursday night in Tallaght. But at the Brandywell on Sunday, it finished a very comfortable and convincing Derry City 3, Drogheda United 0.